Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 20th of March, recording at 9:05 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, interesting day here today because we had the fright yesterday leading to somewhat sharper sell-offs, not least in Europe and particularly among the banking sectors. But today we have a steadier tone here overall. We can thank Super Mario Draghi for that, head of the ECB, of course. But I think that what people are concluding is that this Cyprus situation is no repeat of the Greek drama. And quite rightly so. The numbers are comparatively small. The only thing that I think made yesterday's reaction sharper was the fear that this, what I thought was a fairly cack-handed attempt, actually, and outrageous, really, to put a levy on those bank deposits, which were, I believe guaranteed, should put inverted commas around guaranteed, below a level of 100,000 euros. At any rate, we have a steadier tone in here today. And starting with regions, though, I think the most interesting development in Asia, I think it's definitely the most interesting development in Asia, is the performance of what I have previously, in previous months, called the three recovery markets, and that's always an interesting area. And those are, of course, Japan, China, and also Vietnam. I say all of those were serial underperformers until late last year. And they've outperformed subsequently. Now, the Japanese situation is, I think, the most impressive, the most intriguing, and I would also say the most clear-cut here overall, because first we had the massive exodus over a number of years of what had, up until 1999, probably 1989, I beg your pardon, up until 1989, been an overweight position in Japan to an extreme underweight position. And then along came Shinzo Abe, when people were pretty well writing off Japan, giving up on it, with his dramatic reflationary program, which has been enthusiastically endorsed by Japan's voters so far, at any rate. And I think that's hardly surprising. And I don't think that's going to change anytime soon either. So what we've effectively seen is one-way traffic with the Japanese stock market indices moving higher. And if you haven't looked at all of them, it's certainly worth doing so. And I'm thinking of Topics, and I'm the Nikkei, and also that TSE2 is the code, that second section index, which has been strongest of all overall. Now, the other side of the coin there is, of course, the big devaluation of the previously overvalued yen. And I certainly expect that to continue. And as a matter of fact, here today, the yen has weakened to 96 yen against the US dollar, and the dollar is on a softer day here overall. And that suggests that we're going to see a further push to the upside here in Japan. Now, China today had a very interesting upward dynamic on the A-share index, and it actually occurred just after the index had dropped back. Probably, my guess is it was about a 40% setback from its high. And that was the rally that began in, was it mid-November, I think? But the setback, maybe December, the dropped down to the 200-day moving average, an area of potential support, which we wanted to see hold, and so it's a very good bounce up off that level. And we, of course, though, need to see some follow-through here to the upside, preferably a push back up to the higher side of the range, a brief pause, but that would indicate a good move back up to the higher side of the range would signal that this is very much still a recovering bull market. Now, I think that's going to happen. It may not happen as quickly as I would hope because there are some question marks over Japanese policy overall, and the new government is only now fully in charge of the situation. But I've said before that it makes sense that Xi Jinping and other Chinese rulers encourage a widespread participation among the population within the stock market overall. Previously, we'd seen a lot of speculation, or for years, we've seen a lot of speculation in the Chinese property market, and that's caused problems. Prices are really quite high. They are unaffordable by most of the Japanese population overall. There's also been plenty of resentment at the wealth disparity. You have fabulously wealthy people within the government, and then you've got the princelings, and then we're left with everybody else. Well, how can we improve on that situation overall? And the easiest way, in my opinion, and I think this is what's going to happen, is that Xi Jinping encourages a recovery in the Chinese stock market. And so they do that through monetary policy. But and overall, it would also be a politically driven market. And we have to remember that about some of these command economies, well, I think all of these command economies, that their stock markets are very much politically driven, far more so in the West. Although, having said that, I have not seen Western markets more politically driven in my lifetime, and I'm talking, of course, about the QE that we're seeing coming from, most of all, from, or not least from Ben Bernanke at the Fed, but we also see it from the Bank of England, and we see it from the European Central Bank now, and most recently, of course, we see it in Japan. So again, watch China. It needs to hold above yesterday's low. And the upward dynamic is encouraging, but we do need to see follow-through and a rally back up to the higher side of that range. If that's the case, I would expect China's stock market to be significantly higher by year-end. I do expect Japan's stock market to be significantly higher by year-end. And the third one is Vietnam, and that has rallied. It saw certainly a sharpish reaction to its very good gains, but is pushing back up towards its highs. I think they were in January or possibly December. But overall, the pattern still looks quite attractive. Now, I do feel that despite today's steadier tone, that we're still in an overall reaction and consolidation phase. But what's interesting about this, Noah and I were discussing this earlier today, and he brought this point up, is that we no longer have that risk-off banality of the synchronization of stock markets, that they would all fall at the same time. And what that reflects is possibly less of the program change trading running the show in some of these markets, and it also is more consistent with the type of reactions and consolidations that we see in bull markets. Now, I can't conclude that that's definitely going to be the case throughout this pause that I've been talking about since the very beginning of February. And the reason for that is that even during consolidation phases within bull markets, you usually get the sharpest setbacks towards the end, as more and more investors are aware of the loss of overall upward momentum, and then they become frightened, which creates the oversold situation, leading to the next recovery overall. But we are seeing on most days, we're seeing some markets move up, other markets move down. And that, as I say, is typical of consolidations overall. Now, government bonds—they had been prices had been pushing upwards during the corrective phase, and we see a little bit of respite there here today. But I would expect the bond markets to remain generally steady while we still have this overall reaction and consolidation phase in stock markets. But more important point to make about the long-dated government bonds, which are also supported by quantitative easing, is that a 31-year and counting bull market is certainly long in the tooth, to put it mildly. And the next development, it's a dangerous market, although people feel that it's currently very safe because we haven't seen any kind of sizable rout. But the latter stages of bull markets tend to lull people into a false sense of security, and then, of course, you get the big unwind. Okay, what else is going on here today? Industrial metals have been of quite a weak sector generally in recent weeks and longer. The prices were a little bit firmer here today, with the exception of tin. Precious metals, it's interesting because palladium fell quite sharply yesterday, regained most of that in here today. Same with platinum overall. Gold has seen a bit of a setback and is currently at $1,606 overall. And I think those are very much the highlights. So I won't. I won't take away more of your time. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.